I was diagnosed with triple HER2 positive breast cancer on October 12th of 2021. I went through 6 rounds of the hardest chemotherapy that they give to breast cancer patients, along with a mastectomy and other various infusions and surgeries in order to get to the place where I am now, which is no visible cancer. And that's the best place that I can be for the time being. As a mom with younger kids in her early 40s at the time, you can imagine what a stressful time it was for me and my family. In fact, I'm not even sure the word stressful really begins to scratch the surface of what we were feeling. And you might be thinking, Christy, I thought this episode was about gratitude. And I wanted to share that part of my story because when I talk about the impacts and importance and benefits of gratitude, I wanted you to know that I'm not just somebody trying to blow sunshine where the sun don't shine. I truly believe that gratitude was the key to my positive outcome and outlook while I was going through this super stressful time in my life. So, since it's Thanksgiving week and you may have gratitude on your mind, let's discuss the benefits of gratitude for us ADHDers beyond the Thanksgiving table, as well as some easy ways that you can incorporate gratitude into your daily life. All of this on today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur.
Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode.
I actually started my gratitude practice journey way before my cancer diagnosis. It actually came out of a money mindset class that I was part of where we were discussing abundance versus scarcity mindsets. We were encouraged to start a gratitude practice as a way for us to start focusing on the things that we did have, aka abundance, versus the things that we didn't have, aka scarcity. We did this as a way to help us start to move past any feelings of jealousy or victimhood that we might be having. As a result of this class, I downloaded the 5-Minute Journal app, and I have been using it pretty consistently for 6 years, which, as somebody with ADHD, it's gotta be pretty good for me to stay consistent for that long. So let's dive into the benefits of a gratitude practice for somebody that's like me, a mom and an entrepreneur with ADHD. And we can't possibly have a discussion of something that benefits ADHD without mentioning dopamine. When you express gratitude or receive an expression of gratitude from someone else, your limbic system, which controls behavioral and emotional responses, is stimulated, which releases, you guessed it, dopamine. And the really amazing thing that happens when you regularly express gratitude is that new neural pathways are formed or existing neural pathways are strengthened, which can lead to, you guessed it again, more dopamine and improved executive function like planning or decision making or memory. And it isn't just dopamine that your gratitude practice boosts. You also get a bump in the neurotransmitter serotonin, which, among other things, helps you to boost or regulate your mood. Meaning, a regular gratitude practice could help to regulate depression, anxiety, self-esteem, or anger that many of us with ADHD struggle with. Learning to reframe and refocus our negative thoughts through a gratitude practice can also help those of us with ADHD that deal with rejection sensitivity dysphoria. In a nutshell, those of us with ADHD can have a tendency to feel rejection, failure, criticism, or anger deeper than those neurotypicals around us. But regular recognition of gratitude helps you to build positive neural pathways that help you to recognize the abundance in your life rather than the failures. You're training yourself to focus on the solution as opposed to the problem. In addition to building positive neural pathways and boosting your dopamine and serotonin, Studies have also shown that a regular gratitude practice can lower your cortisol levels, which means that you have lower stress, and it can help you to sleep better. Now, some of these benefits, like creating positive neural pathways or reducing your stress hormones, may take a little bit of time. It's not like you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and bing, bang, boom, all of a sudden, all your problems are solved and your stress is gone and you're no longer angry and so on and so forth. And I realize that long slogs or consistency are not things that those of us with ADHD are really great with or want to hear about. We like quick, easy solutions. I also recognize the appeal of a natural, low-cost solution that can help improve your ADHD brain and life. That is why I want to wrap up today's episode by discussing simple ways that you can practice or express gratitude so you can start to experience these benefits as soon as possible. I've divided my suggestions into three different categories: what to do for a personal gratitude practice, how to express your gratitude towards someone else, and what I'm calling gracious actions, which are ways that you can express gratitude in the moment. First up, let's talk about options for a personal gratitude practice. The great thing about starting a gratitude practice for yourself is that you probably already have everything on hand that you need to start your practice. You don't need any fancy books or devices. You really only need a pen and paper. And to be honest, you don't even need to write things down to start. You could just speak your gratitude to the universe. But if you do want something where you can reflect and revisit the things that you are grateful for, you can simply grab a notebook and start by writing a few things that you're grateful for every day. You could also download a gratitude app, like the 5-Minute Journal app that I use, which I will link to in the show description below. If visuals are more your thing, you could create a gratitude vision board, which might include pictures of things or people that you're grateful for, or you could even do it digitally and just continually add pictures from the internet on either your computer or your phone of things that you are grateful for. You could also create a gratitude jar by taking a clean jar and strips of paper and writing down something that you are grateful for on a daily basis. We did this a few years back with my boys, and it was really cool because we started on January 1st, and then on the following New Year's Eve, we got the jars out and we went back through and read through everything that they had said that they were grateful for during the year. And it was really fun to review what they had said. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer when it comes to what you're grateful for. You're trying to recognize the abundance of everything that is around you. I've wrote about being grateful for toilet paper or hot showers or fingernail polish in my journal recently. But if you're still struggling with where to start, I've come up with some prompts that might help you get those juices flowing. You could list things or physical objects that you are grateful for. You could list people that you're grateful for. You could list opportunities that you're grateful for. You could list experiences that you're grateful for. Next, let's talk about ways that you can express gratitude towards others. When I was going through my cancer treatment, one of my favorite things to do was to write thank you notes to the people that brought us food, took care of my kids, or maybe just sat with me as I was recovering from my chemo treatments. Even though I was told over and over that I didn't need to write these thank you notes by my friends and my family, I told them that my reason for doing it was almost a little selfish, because by recognizing the abundance in my life, I was able to keep myself from falling into a why me frame of mind. Instead, I was able to really focus on how abundant my life was. So here are some easy ways that you can express your gratitude towards others. Write someone a thank you note. Tell someone that you appreciate something that they do regularly, like taking out the trash or dropping the kids off at school. Tell someone that you're grateful for them as a friend, as a family member, as a partner, as a child. Recognize and show gratitude for someone's effort. Say thank you to those in your community that help you, like the people in the service industries or doctors, nurses, police officers, firefighters. write a positive review, or leave a positive comment for someone. And finally, let's talk about what I call gracious actions. These are ways that you can express gratitude in the moment while they're happening. First, you can try to reframe and find gratitude in a difficult circumstance. For instance, if you are stuck in traffic on your way to work, you could reframe and be grateful that you have a car to drive or that you have a job to go to. Next, you can pause and recognize something you're grateful for in your environment. This could be when you're feeling stress, maybe at work or at home, or it could just be when you're in nature or with your family and you want to acknowledge how grateful you are for the abundance in your life. Next, give thanks before a meal. It doesn't necessarily have to be a religious thing. It can just be an act of gratitude for the food that you're about to eat. Next, volunteer or give back to your community. Nothing helps to recognize the abundance of your life than working with those who are less fortunate. And finally, review and recognize the positives from your day before you go to bed at night. It may be hard to believe that something so simple can have such a major impact on your life, but I'm living proof. And there's also a ton of scientific research to back up the benefits that I've talked about today. I'd love to hear if you plan to start a gratitude practice and what that's going to look like for you. Maybe it's something that we discussed today. Maybe it's something that I didn't think of. Comment below and tell me what your gratitude practice looks like or what you would like it to look like. Or you can leave me a voicemail at the link in the show description. And I know I say this every week, but thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. I am truly grateful for every listen, comment, thumbs up, or question that I receive. I know that I would not be able to grow my business and serve the ADHD community without people like you. I'll be back next week to talk about some of the ADHD hacks that I use as a mom with ADHD of a child with ADHD. So make sure that you're following or you're subscribed to me so that you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur Podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,